I saved a life today. Usually, I like to think these blogs save lives every day. But let's be honest here and assume I'm not running for president. Truth is, well, the truth is. At least I'm not taking lives with these blogs. I don't think. But today I was down by the tool shed, turning off the water to the garden. I'd turned and headed back to the glass factory when a funny noise caught my ear. A strange sound, but not the usual menagerie of cacophony in the orchard. Something that made me stop and listen hard. Sure enough, it was odd, and it seemed to be coming from near the spigot. Then I heard splashing and that same squeaking sound, weirdly troubling. I got to the spigot, and then I noticed the large tub we used to catch water off the tool shed roof was where the disturbance was emanating, and when I looked inside, there was a small beaver swimming circles in there, treading water, half drowned. We don't have a lot of beavers that do the dog paddle, so I recalculated and realized it was our little red squirrel, the guy who sits in the plum tree and chatters at us while we putter around. He seems to be a talkative little rodent, maybe a little too chatty, but we talk back and, well, he listens. Not that we're learning each other's lingo, but sometimes it's important to attempt communication. Like I say, I'm not running for president. The language he was using in the tub wasn't hard to understand. He was down to the last breath, exhausted and cold and probably thinking it would be okay to just let go, sink into the water and drown. There was no way he could scrabble up the plastic sides of the tub, and who knows how long he'd been swimming for his life in there. Maybe a hell of a lot longer than I would have, and I have to say, I was impressed at his will to live. I pulled him out and laid him in the sun where he looked for all the world like a drowned rat, fur matted to his convulsing body, tail flattened, eyes rolled back, barely noticing me. I didn't really know if he'd spent himself or taken water into his lungs or what, and I don't know squirrel CPR. But I stayed with him and moved him once in a while to a warmer spot, and after half an hour of shivering and hopefully resting, he wobbled up, ran between my legs, and hightailed it for the woods. I drained all our buckets and tubs. I hope both of us learned a couple lessons here. And I hope next time he's parked on his favorite limb of the plum tree, he doesn't cuss me out for leaving that tub there. But I wouldn't blame him.